This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Game on Sunday against them lot down the road. I think this is the first game in quite some time where I'm not thinking about, oh, we're playing them lot. It's just our next Premier League game happens to be against them, and we just need to focus on getting the 3 points, because we're aiming for different things. You know, let's make sure that everyone remembers who they are. They're doing all right, but we're aiming for something different, and that's the bottom line. So I just want to see a professional performance. I want to annihilate them as usual, but I think first and foremost I just want to get the 3 points, and I don't really care if it's a 1-0 win, a 5-0 win. We just need to get the 3 points. We're at home, and they're just a very, I don't really know what to say to describe them. They're a weird football club. They sort of think about us every single day. That's like the vibe that I get coming out of that club. For Eze to sign and for them to use the same music or the same phrase related to that song that was played when they announced Xavi Simons, that's like, that's really weird. It reflects their inferiority complex. And as I said, they're just a weird football club. They've got weird players that go there and don't win anything more often than not. And that's the reality. So I just hope that we destroy them. But as I said, first and foremost, we need to think about getting the 3 points. Thomas Frank is a good manager. I'm not going to pretend like he isn't. When he was at Brentford, I was a big fan of him. But now he's at Tottenham, so I have to see him in a different light. And I hope that his whatever plan he comes up with doesn't work against us. And if that's the case, we can get 3 more points on the board and move on to Bayern Munich. So hopefully that will be the case. We've obviously got quite a few injuries, attacking injuries, big players, ones that have just come in. So it's going to be difficult from that standpoint. But I do trust Arteta to come up with a configuration of the team that will be sufficient. I think just having that inner confidence and belief in Arteta and the players by extension is a good thing. It's definitely a good thing. And it just shows how far we've come as a team, because it's like when we have injuries like this, it doesn't affect us as much. Every team will miss their big players, but you know, we're at a stage where in all three areas of the pitch, Defense, midfield, attack. We've got options. We've got options that we can use and employ as we need to. I think when it comes to the team that plays on Sunday, they should be ready, fit, and raring to go. So hopefully that can be the case. I think in terms of the game and the players that I guess we should be wary of from a pure football standpoint would probably be Richarlison. I think he's a player that when it comes to playing us naturally, he's extra motivated, I would say. But I think we need to try and play on his mind, really, because he's easy to rile up, as far as I'm concerned. And I would say our players are the opposite, really. I think they're pretty level-headed and just focused on the task at hand. If we can play on Richarlison's petulance and I think Kudus, you never know what he'll be like. I'm not saying he's like Richarlison. You know, I have more respect, I would say, for Kudus, because he's objectively a good player and has a far better celebration than Richarlison. But, that's my opinion. And, I think my point is Tottenham are Tottenham. Unfortunately, I've said their name. I really wanted to go through the whole podcast without saying their name, but it's happened. And we just need to be wary of their threat from a pure footballing standpoint, as I keep saying, because when I look at them, I see them as a team, nothing more than that. I don't really want to focus too much on the rivalry and the history between the two clubs, because we're Arsenal, they're Tottenham. I've said their name again, but as I said, I'm trying not to. We're Arsenal, they are who they are. We moved into their territory, and ever since then we've just lived in their heads, in the heads of the players, the fans, the board. I mean, what more do you need to understand that there's a clear inferiority complex? They're weak mentally. They don't have what we have. We go to their place and we win. That's what we do. They come to our place and we win. Thierry Henry does what he wants. He did what he wanted when he went there. Knee slide, win the league there. Tottenham are weak. They can win all the trophies they want in the world. They're still weak. And on Sunday, we better show them that. We better remind them of who they are. Because I think with that quote-unquote European trophy that they've won, I don't know if they think they're like... I don't know if they think they're on our level. But as far as I'm concerned, they are nowhere near us. I'm sorry. Thomas Frank, as I said, he's a good manager and he's making them play all right, I would say. I think they're doing all right. Defensively, they're great. From an attacking point of view, I think there's not really much there. I caught the final 15 minutes of them versus United, and it was just a game. It was just a basketball game. And when a football team is in a basketball game and gets a point out of it, it really shows who they are. You know, that I remember De Ligt giving an interview after and just seeming so elated. And in my head, I was thinking, is this really your level? You're happy with the point, you're smiling and all of that. I'm not going to get onto De Ligt too much, because I think when players are interviewed right after a game, what else do you expect them to say, right? Maybe talk to them in 2 hours' time and they give you a bit more of an informed view of the game, right? But yeah, naturally he was happy with the point. You know, if you go into a Premier League game, you don't want to lose it, and they didn't lose it, so fair enough. But my point is, Tottenham are where they are. Thomas Frank is their manager now. He's a good manager. Defensively, they're great. I wouldn't say great. They're doing okay, right? And from an attacking point of view, they just haven't really clicked. They've got players out, which is fair enough. I don't know what the project is at that place. you never really know, right? Ange Postecoglou came in, he won them a trophy, they sacked him, they brought in Thomas Frank. Thomas Frank's never managed at a big club. I'm not saying that that means that he's not going to do well, but it's like with them, they never seem to have a plan. People can say whatever they want about Arsenal. At the end of the day, through all the bad that Arsenal have gone through in the past 5+ years, they've stuck with Mikel Arteta, right? Other clubs, have they done that? No. And where's it got them? You know, we can talk about Man United and them winning Mickey Mouse trophies here and there, but is that really a sign of progress in the long run? Is there a Man United fan that you can talk to quietly, yeah, and say, are you really happy with that, yeah? Mickey Mouse trophies, you're happy with that? No, is the answer. So my point is, good luck to them lot down the road. Thomas Frank is a great manager. It's very sad that he's gone there. I hope he doesn't destroy his career. But the thing is about good managers is that class that they have, it stays with them. So, you know, if it doesn't work out for Frank, I'm sure he'll get another job, because at that place, it's a whole culture that needs to be changed. Yeah, they don't have what it takes to win the big stuff. Not the Europa League, you're right? You know, you're not a big club because you win the Europa League. Which big club wins that and says, oh yeah, we're back? Nah, you got to win the big stuff. Does any fan of that club down the road really believe they can win the Premier League? I don't think they do. So until they do that, I don't want to hear anything from them. And to be fair, I don't hear anything from them, because they're not really fans that I would say engage with like that. I've got a couple of friends that support that team, but whenever I speak to them, it's like I can't really take this conversation seriously. Like you're them lot down the road. Like what? Anyway, clearly that emotional side of the game, I'm feeling it. And I'm communicating it right now, and that's good. And I hope that the players have a little bit of that in their mind. But I don't want the game to be played on emotion. We can play on emotion when we're 4-5-0 up, yeah, you know, or 2-0 up, 3-0 up. Who wants emotion at 0-0? And someone makes a silly challenge and gets sent off or whatever.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Any of that, man. So hopefully we can do the business, get the 3 points, move on to Bayern, and just take it from there, really. That's my hope for the boys. I think Arteta will prepare them well. He's played in this game as a player, and he's now a manager, and he's won there at their place maybe two, three times, I believe, from memory, at least two. And yeah, hopefully that experience of beating them comes in handy. I think his record against Thomas Frank maybe might not be as good, but I think Arteta will find a way. I think defensively, even though we've got Gabriel out, which is very unfortunate, we've got players that can come in. We've got Kapié, Miles Lewis-Skelly. So we've got options, man. And I think Arteta will configure that defence as he needs to. I think that attitude, that love for defending, is not temporary. It's something that's going to be a part of this team moving forward. That's my hunch. And I think that's going to cause more hatred, because if there's one trend I've seen in the general hatred around Arsenal, it's now set pieces and corners and defending. But all of that is noise. Top of the league can't talk to us, can they? No, they can't. So we just need to keep doing what we're doing, because it's clearly working. And I'm not saying that we should be complacent, but we should definitely keep it in our arsenal, pun intended. And I think if we do that, we have our attacking players coming back. Madueke, Havertz, Jesus haven't played for months, been injured. Jesus was injured by Man United. Havertz was fired up as ever, you know, not least by Gyökeres signing. Madueke was flying really during that first half against Nottingham Forest. So for him to just be injured is not great. But my point is, these players will come back fired up. They're going to come back fired up. And when you have a team that was already fired up, plus players that were injured that are fired up, I think that combination is going to be quite dangerous. And I think the rest of the league should be very worried. And I think they are, really. I think we live in a lot of people's minds. I think we live rent-free in Arne Slot's mind. I think whenever I hear him talk, it just sounds like moaning and whinging and complaining, and Arsenal, you know, win on set pieces, and if we scored as many goals from set pieces as Arsenal that we were expected to, then we might be, you know, we won't be that far behind, or something like that I heard. And to me, that just sounds like a manager that doesn't really understand the Premier League. Complaining and moaning is not going to win you games of football. So get back to the drawing board, find a solution, because you spent 446 million plus, or around that figure, right? So you have no excuses. You've got Isak, you've got Ekitike, you've got Wirtz, who you spent 120 million euros or pounds. I can't remember the precise figure. But, you complain. What are you complaining about? Do we spend that much? No. You're the champions of England. You spend that much money, and look where you're sitting. Admittedly, yes, only 11 games of football have been played. But the bottom line is, champions are expected to... Champions, especially champions that spend and spend like they did, are expected to show a bit more. And Liverpool look weak. They look weak, man. It reminds me of Man City last season. You look at that team and you think, oh, how many goals today, man? How many goals? That's how I look at them. We went to their place. The way we lost was just a freak loss, really. Suppose live free kick. When's he going to score another free kick like that? I don't care if he says he practices however many times or whatever. He's not going to score a free kick like that. Or he doesn't score free kicks like that in the Prem, from my limited knowledge that I have of him, right? But yeah, Liverpool are Liverpool, man. I'm not saying they can't improve, but when a team, when the rest of the league sense that you're weak, oh, they go for you, man. The way Aston Villa played against them, even though they lost, but the way they were having a go, Morgan Rodgers, left foot, right foot, shooting like crazy. It's like, that just, to me, shows that the league don't really fear you. And when you lose that fear, as we saw with Man City, people run riot. And this is the Premier League. This isn't the Eredivisie. Yeah? This isn't the Eredivisie. When people sense you're weak, you're in trouble. So Liverpool, if they want to have a realistic chance of winning the English Premier League this season, they have to fix up. They've got to stop whinging, moaning, complaining, putting their hands up in the air when a teammate's not doing as they want them to. They need to show that they're a team, a credible team that really wants to win, because right now they're not showing any of that. They're not showing any of that. And look, I don't like talking, I refrain from talking about non-football issues, yeah? But of course, naturally, they will all be grieving from the loss of Jota. And that's not something, that situation isn't a situation I would wish on any football team, for them to lose a player of that significance. And a player in general. It's not about a player of that significance. A player in general. So I don't know if there's a little bit of that that's playing on their minds, right? But as a football fan, and with me trying to be as objective as possible, I don't think it's fair for me to sort of try and analyse that situation, because it's very nuanced. I have to be very respectful of Jota, his family by extension, and the Liverpool players, because look, it's their teammate, right? But I'm saying, I don't know if there's something in that, right? Because losing a friend, a family member, how do you now sort of go on? There's a period of mourning, right? There's a period of people processing what's happened and all of that. So I don't know. But as I said, I think I should refrain from talking about that specific matter, because I'm not the best person to speak to about that. But yeah, naturally Liverpool, and the players, the fans, etc. It's tough in that regard. But yeah, I think that's all I need. I think I've said enough on that issue, because as I said, it's not my place to talk and talk about that. But yeah, to wrap up, I think Liverpool need to focus on those issues that I mentioned, about the cohesion of the team. They need to want it more. And I don't see that. And until I see that, I don't think there's anything more for me to say in regards to how they can win the Premier League. Because yeah, if you don't want it, you're not gonna get it. It's as simple as that. And I just think our players want it a bit more. So that's that. And then we have City, who are coming off a win against the champions. It's a bit difficult to call them that, I'll be honest. They are quote unquote the champions of England at the moment. And City, when they played them, I think it was probably the best time to play them, really. So I don't really know how much you can read into that win. City looked great. Liverpool didn't look very good at all. Liverpool had a weird goal disallowed, which I'm not going to go into, because I think it's been spoken about more than enough. But yeah, City are looking ominous, I'm not going to lie. Doku, Haaland, Foden a little bit. Yeah, he's looking all right. I think that's about it in terms of key players. I don't really think there's anyone else in that team that is fearful, that the players fear. I think Nico Riley, I think he plays at left, I want to say right back. He's looking all right. And then you've got Mateus Nunes, who seems to be easing into that role at fullback as well. So, look, I don't want to dismiss them. They've got a new keeper as well, Donnarumma. He pretty much fills the goal. so it's very hard to score. But yeah, I think, like Liverpool, I think they're going through a period of transition. And I think whenever that happens, there's going to be chances to really get at them, because they haven't fully clicked. I look at us and I think we're a complete team, and we've added some players, but they're Premier League proven, most of them, and they've pretty much hit the ground running. Gyökeres has 5 goals off the top of my head. Tupamendi's got a goal. he scored a worldie against Nottingham Forest. Madueke, unfortunately, hasn't been able to get that rhythm in. So we have to wait on him. And those are the main signings that have come in and have mostly hit the ground running. So hopefully all of this will put us in good stead moving forward. And I think we can, continue our title challenge, because I'm just going to say it. There's no point pretending. We know what we want. And hopefully we can continue with our efforts to achieve that target on Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.